Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
It is the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We're back. Here we go. There's Danielle and there's Gandhi. Scotty B is in master control over there. Hey. There's Straight Nate and I see Scary. What's and up? Garrett. Danielle, Gandhi. I think I have everyone. Yeah, oh, I have everyone. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
So we survived another New Year's celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here we are in a new year. Now, what do we do to survive this year?
Day by day.
I think we learn as we go.
I think we do the same but better and more of whatever we did last year.
The same but better. What would that apply to?
Be grateful, but be more grateful. Celebrate things. I don't know. Tell people you love them.
Don't take things for granted.
Don't waste time.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Don't waste time.
Go to the gym.
No.
No.
Come on.
Gym.
Sorry.
That is a waste of time.
Gym, not unless he's my friend.
Just hello. Offer me something that's approachable. Manageable.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That is manageable.
Where's that kind of time? Scary, you can't get on a treadmill for 15 minutes?
It's funny you say that. Actually, this time around, when I'm doing my Dr. Fat Loss thing, which I'm in the middle of right now, he said, you know, it wouldn't hurt if every day for five or 10 minutes, you just walked on a treadmill. Just do it.
Finally.
I said, you told me I didn't have to exercise on
this thing. 10 years, but finally we broke through.
You're changing it up, baby.
He was very careful to say it probably would not be the worst idea ever if you got on a treadmill for 5 or 10 minutes a day.
Well, because at first he said, no, you don't want to do this because you're dehydrating your body and the whole point is to build up water weight while losing fat so you don't seem hungry. But now he's saying, you can break a little bit of a sweat. You're getting older, your metabolism's slowing. We want this thing to work. Get on a treadmill.
I don't think any doctor has ever said exercise is a bad idea.
He's not a doctor.
Per se.
I actually had a conversation with him about you, and we were laughing because I said, you know, he goes, I tell him the easiest way to keep it off while he's, you know, when he's done.
When I go off.
You know how he goes off of it and then he starts eating
again? Yes, he does.
He said, is just exercise a couple of times a week. You're not going to keep it all off, obviously, doing that, but you'd be better off. And he's like, I don't understand why he just doesn't get that.
I'm a yo-yo. I'm a weight yo-yo. Yeah.
But I like how he said that. It probably wouldn't be the worst idea to get on a treadmill.
And all these Januaries I've been going to him, I'm like, this is the first time you're actually telling me actively that I should get on a treadmill. He goes, don't you have a gym in your apartment complex? I said, I do. He goes, isn't it free? Can't you just walk upstairs after the show? Yes, I can. It's one floor above me. He goes, do it. He goes,
wait, it's one floor?
Yeah, it's upstairs.
That's the exercise, walking the one floor.
You can actually take an elevator to get up there.
And he says, you spend 5 minutes, and then maybe, you'll increase it to 10 minutes, and maybe 15 at some point. But he goes, and you don't even need an incline. Just do it. Just get on there and just start
moving. You
going
to do it?
So you're going to do it?
No, he broke up with him.
He's thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, you should do like in the cartoon where you hang like a donut at the front of it and you just keep running toward it.
Do that.
Yeah.
Scotty, you said you weren't doing that this year.
What happened? That was nothing wrong with that.
Well, I didn't think that, like, he goes, dude, metabolisms change. You get older. He goes, you're not going to be able to shed 30 pounds in 45 days at some point.
Things change when you get, things change and you can't. What used to work for you with weight loss doesn't work anymore.
Because it's different now.
It's true. Your body changes.
Trust us. Yeah. Trust the old lady and the old man here. it changes. Hey, well, why was Scotty B having a meltdown in his studio?
A stupid banner fell down. I don't know how to hang. Yeah. You can't. These walls are very. Nothing adheres to them, and I just have push pins, and the banner fell.
Well, that's because they don't want you to hang anything on those walls, so that's purposely done.
Right.
Well, I need some kind of. I need something to hang it up with.
You should probably just super glue it. Teach them a lesson. Can you imagine?
Always great ideas coming from Gandhi.
Yes. Yeah. Always.
That's all.
So, any stories you want to tell about the holidays while we were away from each other for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I know Nate was sick most of those. Yeah. Time, most of those days.
I was nervous. I kept checking in on him, and he wasn't responding.
I know. He didn't respond to me at all.
Yeah, I know. I went into my little bubble, and, here I am now. I'm back. It's good to see everybody, though. I mean, I did the math. I think it was 24 days I haven't seen you.
We got the best hugs when you came back.
Yeah.
I needed
greatest
it.
Hugs. Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself picking me up?
No.
I'm kind of heavy.
You're very light.
Oh, hey.
You're very light.
All right.
You're
there we go. Light.
You must be working out.
Yeah.
Which, according to Scariest Doctor.
Brandon picked me up once, and he was like, oh, my God, you're so much heavier than you look. I was like, hey.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
He said that?
He said, you're like a little rock.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not nice.
The compliments just keep on coming with it.
So, highlights from your time out. We'll start with you, Gandhi. Like, what did you do that you really enjoyed doing during the holidays?
So, I went back to Columbus. My sister lives there, and I lived there for a long time, so I have a bunch of friends there, and I got to see all of them. That was exciting. One of my best friends in the world moved back there from San Diego, and she just had a baby. And
that's so awesome.
I shouldn't say just. She had a baby a year ago. That little kid is adorable, and it was actually fun to go and hang out with her and see her little baby.
You wouldn't say that the kid was ugly.
I wouldn't, but I'm making it a point to say that she was cute because she really was. Yeah. What do you say when someone's kid's not cute?
You don't say anything.
They're a treasure.
They're a treasure. Oh, what a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think of my kid? Mm.
Well,
honestly, ugly.
It's a baby.
What about you, Danielle? Highlight of your timeout.
So we Spencer was here back home from college. That was amazing in itself. And then we just did a lot of family stuff. Like, we went to Nashville, the four of us. We had the best time for New Year's. We had the best time together, just spending time as a family. A lot of cool family stuff happened over break. So that was awesome. I really think just spending time with the family, and my sister had her third baby over the break. So that was amazing. Little Lucas. So it's like, it was all about family, and I loved it. I loved every single moment of it.
Very good.
Yeah.
What about you, Scary?
Oh, it has to be, hands down, going back to Costa Rica, and this time being interactive with a monkey. A monkey jumped onto my back from the trees and then started eating out of my hand. But then I was quickly reminded, this is how Gandhi may have gotten sick. We could have been.
But no, I really don't think that was it.
She made out with an elephant.
That was an elephant. Elephants and monkeys.
I was thinking of like, oh my God, Gandhi! Oh my God, Gandhi! Oh my God, Gandhi! But literally, I guess I was in the rainforests of Manuel Antonio.
So cool.
In Quepos, Costa Rica, and I was in a boat and going down a swampy area, and they were talking about the different tribes of monkeys and how monkeys want power and they want territory, and they want domination. And they're the two different tribes that fight with each other all the time. But the one tribe is very friendly, and the guide has 20 years experience in that body of water, and feeds, knows them by face, by the way, and says, oh, this one here is pregnant, and this was so-and-so, and she's going to come down from the tree. And sure enough, she came down and ate a banana out of my hand, which is great.
Wow. Isn't Costa Rica such a beautiful, beautiful country?
Oh, my God. You could be. Yeah. We were sitting on a balcony watching a pair of macaws just go across the sky. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen them outside of cages. It's true. The macaws, they're red, they're colorful. And then the symphony of sound at dawn and dusk, like it's just before the sun rises at 5 a.m., you just hear all these crazy sounds and noises coming from the trees. And then, you know, you see these beautiful, colorful birds. I mean, a hummingbird just landed right on the edge of the pool. And I'm like, look at this.
Is that really that unusual for you to see a hummingbird?
I've never seen a hummingbird. I've only seen it in pictures.
So cool.
And
oh my God!
These black
sounds like you had a really great time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Costa Rica. If you haven't been, put it on your list. Costa Rica is one of those places I've been. I'm like, I don't want to leave. I want
to
stay there.
I tried to get him to go zip lining.
No, that's not going to happen.
Why? Okay. I zip lined in Singapore. He almost had a heart attack.
He did? Yeah. I zip lined over alligators once. It was the coolest thing ever. In Florida, at Gatorland.
You know why? Because you didn't fall in.
Right. Yeah. I knew I wasn't going to fall in, but it's close enough. It's so awesome.
Nate, other than being sick, did you have an enjoyable moment at all during the holiday?
I don't know if it was enjoyable. I want to tell you a story, but I can't on a podcast.
Oh.
All right.
Does it involve a bodily function?
No,
okay.
No.
Can we revisit at a later
date?
It's
like the most taboo topic that we can never discuss on this show.
What?
Oh.
Okay, well, let's not talk about
it. He's mouthing it. I don't mouth like that.
Question, why would you even bring it up if you can't talk about it?
Write it down.
Because I'll tell you afterwards.
He's
going to
write it on this. Write it right here.
But why would you bring it up as a topic?
The sleuths.
Oh, yeah, you cannot.
Yeah,
no.
It.
He can't.
I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
But I did something.
He can't.
And I ruined something for some people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just leave it at that.
Now I can't wait till we're done with this podcast so I can find out.
I know. Let's end early.
Yeah.
So
okay,
intrigued.
Well, what about you, Scotty B? Oh. You went out on a date. You went on dates.
I did, but before that even, you know, I spent a ton of quality time with the kids. Went into the city. We saw the Rockettes. We saw the tree. We did a little shopping in Soho. Had some good food. Skira would be proud of me. I went to like Nomo, whatever that place is called, that trendy hotel.
That's a great spot.
Restaurant. So that was nice. I went and saw Billy Joel on New Year's Eve. That was a ton of fun. And you know, I went out once or twice or three times, and I'm very happy with where my life is at right now.
Yay!
Good. I love it. You know what? It's been a while since we've heard you say something
like
that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I came in here with a ear to ear grin this morning. You guys were like, what's the matter with you? You know, yeah. It was
did
fun.
You bring a date to Billy Joel?
I did bring a lady friend to Billy Joel, yes.
A lady friend.
A lady friend.
Oh, well, probably 19, you know.
I want to get to Garrett. Yeah, Garrett, what fun thing happened over the holiday?
I got to take the kids around New York City, but then I had that moment where it's like you're looking at your younger self, because my sister-in-law broke out like a video camera she found like in her basement and gave it to him. So he's walking around New York City with a video camera and like recording stuff, and I go, holy crap, this literally was me, like, walking around New York City with a video camera. Like, it was like one of those movie scenes where it's like, if I could talk to my younger self, I could, and he could talk to me. But I was like, I was watching it. I was like, holy crap, wow, the world's crazy.
Wow.
It is. Well, it sounds like you had a great time. I had a great holiday, too. Didn't really do much of anything, which is fabulous.
That
I love that.
Awesome. That's sometimes the best.
Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, I did a whole lot of nothing. It was great. Wow. Well, look, we're back, and now we've got a year ahead of us. Let's make the best of it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, you guys ready for 2024?
Yeah!
Why not? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Get on that treadmill, Scary.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.